We're happy to have moms and dads and friends and anybody who is a special support and security come and sit up here too. Today's a day for giving presents, and I'm glad you all are here to help me give some presents, because today we are especially wanting to honor and recognize our Sunday school teachers. The first present is going to be something that all of us get to enjoy, because it's a picture that's going to hang on the wall down in our Sunday school area. And Lewis is showing us the picture. It's a picture of St. Francis, and it's made by the same artist who has done the other series of pictures that we already have hanging down there. St. Francis was a man who lived about 1,000 years ago, which is a long, long time ago, but we still remember him because of all the followers of Jesus over the centuries. He's one who really stands out for making his whole life an example. Not just his teachings, but the way he acted taught other people about God's love and God's grace. And some of the things that we still know about St. Francis, even though he lived 1,000 years ago, was that when he was a young man, he decided it would be best if he gave away all his clothing, all his possessions, all his money, so that nothing would ever separate him from God or from even the poorest people. And he, with his own hands, rebuilt and restored abandoned and broken down ruined churches. He became a farm worker so that he could get some food to eat, and also so that he could tell the other workers about the love of God. He walked through the countryside singing songs so that he could share the good news of Jesus Christ. He would care for sick people that no one else would touch or talk to. And when there were times of war, he would speak about God's love to both armies, and even became a prisoner sometimes because it was so important to him to share the love of Jesus Christ. And one of the special things about St. Francis was that he understood every creature, everything that God created, to be among his brothers and sisters. So not only people, but animals, tigers, dogs, rabbits, ravens, elephants, all his brothers and sisters. The sun was his brother, the moon was his sister. And we know that sometimes when there weren't any people to teach about God's love, St. Francis didn't mind. He would teach to the birds or to the animals. And so all the pictures that people make about St. Francis today, remember that about him. And you see there's birds in the trees and animals gathered around there in the forest because he's teaching them about God's love. So that picture is going to be an inspiration for us as teachers and as learners to receive the word of God and then live it out in our lives. The second present is especially for the teachers so that they can receive our thanks and appreciation in a specific way. The discipleship committee was thinking about how these teachers all offer spiritual nourishment to each of you when they come and teach Sunday school. And we thought it would be nice to give them some physical nourishment in return so that they would still have some strength to keep doing their good work. So what we have is really a way of buying their lunch. We're giving them a present that is going to allow each teacher to go out to lunch on us and receive our thanks and appreciation. So I'm going to have you help me. Maybe, Joey, if you would give this to Miss Jolene as thanks. And let's see. Sandy must not be here. Cheryl's not here. Brenda, she was here to sing, but okay, she had to go, but okay. Randy is going to take one for him and one for Tom. Dee already got hers at the first service. Could you please pass this on to Wayne over there? And then, Kehlani, could you take one of these down there to Kelly? And Joanne must be here somewhere. Kehlani's here. She must be today's Sunday school teacher. Elizabeth, when it's time to go, you can take that to her. And then, Gracie, Vicki Trimble's going to wave to you, and she's sitting in the second row, and if you would bring that to Vicki, she's waving to you now, because she is the children's choir teacher. And so we just want to say thank you. Andy and Mabel Wilde and Malia also received their gifts at the first service. We want to say thank you to all these wonderful Sunday school teachers. And the last present is for you all, for your families. Today we have many copies of the Family Story Bible because we want every family to take one of these home at the end of the day. And my recommendation is that you wait till after Sunday school and after you've had your juice and your cookie. And just before you go get in your car, you come and take a Bible out of the basket. And if we run out, just please let me know, because we can always order more. But we want you to be able to read about with your parents and your brothers and sisters, if you have any, or your grandparents, or whoever likes to read to you, to read you the stories that you learned in Sunday school about Jesus, or about Moses, or about Abraham and Sarah, or about David and Goliath, so that we can all the time, not just on Sundays, be growing in grace and faith. Let's join hands now to say a prayer together. Holy God, we thank you for our Sunday school teachers and for their dedication in teaching us not just with their words, but with their lives about your love and kindness and grace. We thank you for all these other friends who come to Sunday school and come to church with us so that we can have the fun of learning together. We thank you for the people who bring us here, whether it be our parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles. We thank you for getting to be a part of your church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.